This is a story about Hope Hill Elementary School and the quest for its own playground. Currently, it's one of 10 schools without one. That's 10 out of 50 APS elementary schools. Other than Hope Hill, the other 9 are located south of I-20. McCall Hart Marunga is APS's Executive Director of Communications and External Affairs.
We do, as a district, provide recreational space for all of our schools. Particularly in this case, we're talking about the elementary schools. So all the elementary schools do have areas that have been graded so that they can run around as play space.
But the runaround play space for Hope Hill is small, and the students have been using land adjacent to the Martin Luther King Center for Social Change. And because Hope Hill now offers a full-day pre-K program, it's important that playground equipment exists because it's required by the state. So with help from the City of Atlanta, there may be a solution. George Dusenberry is the commissioner for the Department of Parks and Recreation.
Atlanta Public Schools, APS, approached us about wanting to put a playground on our land near Hope Hill Elementary School and our MLK Recreation Center, which actually are kind of common use of the building there.
The agreement between APS and the city is that the school system will pay for a playground, but then donate it to the city-owned space, which borders Irwin and Jackson Streets. The playground project should get underway in a few months. There are permits to be obtained, and APS will finalize the playground design. And that's how Hope Hill Elementary School will get a playground. Up next, according to APS officials, is to make sure those elementary schools with space will also get a playground. Rose Scott, WABE News.